Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is Shelley Entine, and I'm going to be giving you the energetic outlook for Monday the 13th of September through Sunday the 19th of September. And one of the things I want to talk about before we even get going is the major shift that takes place this week, which is Mars, the planet of our motivations, our energy, our activity, our desires, is changing from Virgo. I don't know, some of us, I happen to be one of them, are saying hallelujah, but Mars is entering Libra, so some others might be going, oh no. And that's the way it is, because all of these aspects are affecting us differently depending on our birth charts. But Mars is a fire planet, and it's going now into an air sign, which means that it can get energized by the air, just like fire gets energized by air, and also means that we can have heated experiences on the mental levels of life, because that's the air level has now had the fire planet go in. But one of the fascinating things is that Mars is the god of war, and it is now entering the sign of peace. Peace, balance, and harmony. And it's not as easy to achieve that. I mean, the funny thing that we always used to say about this position was that this is where you fight for peace, which, of course, is not a peaceful thing to do. So here we are, but we will have much more heated debates going on, and boy, we can't imagine that, can we? But not just what we're seeing in the world, but also, you know, in our own life. We may be more fired up about something, wanting somebody to see a different point of view, because that's what Libra dialogues points of view. Well, what about this and what about that? And, you know, actually it can drive you crazy, especially if you are a Libra. It makes it hard to make decisions. So we're kind of getting those scales to be moving a lot instead of remaining at peace. So we have that, but we do have that impassioned cry for truth, justice, and, you know, some sort of equality in various areas of life. So you'll be seeing that also. Legal issues are the realm of Libra, and these are the laws of man. These are the things that are on the books. We already have a law that is being hotly debated, and that's going to get hotter as we have the passage of Mars in Libra. And let's see how long that Mars is going to be there. Well, it's there until the 30th of October when it goes into Scorpio. What a perfect time. Halloween night, Mars goes into Scorpio this year. Well, I just find that funny, don't I? Yeah, I do. So, at any rate, that is the big shift for this week. Next week we have some big shifts. And one of the energies that I also want to point out is the Venus and Scorpio energy, which is in this mix here. And we are in the waxing second quarter phase of the moon. And the moon will go through the signs of Sagittarius until Tuesday, and early Tuesday morning we'll go to Capricorn, and then Thursday and Wednesday is still Capricorn. Thursday is when we shift into Aquarius, and that will be the middle of the day for the Eastern time zone. And then on Friday we're still in Aquarius, and we end the week with the Pisces moon coming in late afternoon, Saturday. So we have that flow, and if you know your chart, those are the houses that are being active. But we know the waxing second quarter is when we want to start doing something about our goals and the things that we want to achieve. And Venus is going to be having a little problem as we get into the Thursday realm, because she in Scorpio has to deal with the same thing that the moon in Aquarius is having to deal with, issues with the other planets in fixed signs. And Venus is going to get a square to Saturn first. That's her first act. And that is coming in right after midnight on Friday morning. This is going to be happening at 2:15 a.m. exact. And so we used to say, hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. And that we would apply to all the negative aspects between Venus, the goddess of love, and Saturn, the goddess, the god of disappointment and obstacles and karmic things that could be negative, withholding and coldness, really is what that would be applied to the woman scorned. So that's also the issue with Scorpio Venus, is that it wants to be in control of the loved one and the money. That's really what it wants at the lower levels, but, you know, at the first two levels, and by the time it gets to the dove level, well, yeah, okay. Now it is just in that love zone, so it's not quite doing that. But it is not comfortable having an authority, Saturn, in control of the timing and methods and goals for the future, even if we're looking back at them. So it's difficult, you know. It can represent obstacles, particularly to the realms of Scorpio in terms of finance, which are loans or inheritance or taxes or insurance. So it's not a fun trip for Venus as she's moving through at this point in this particular phase in this week. And so she's not able to push forward as much as she would have liked. And I also want to tell you, since I look ahead to the next week, that this is pretty much the week where you should start things, new projects, or look at things that you want to think you might be able to actually purchase something that's meaningful, or, you know, have some event that takes place, because it will be for us actually on the Eastern zone, it'll be very early on Monday the 27th that Mercury retrogrades. And for you on the West Coast, it'll be Sunday at 10:10 p.m. next week. So we're coming into that zone on the week of the 13th, where Mercury is going to start slowing down. And it will be the following week where that slow, slow, slow turns into station, which is not moving, and then the retrograde begins. So be aware of this week, and the fact that it is a second quarter phase lends energy to your desire to do this. So, you know, follow those prompts from your inner self and, you know, start getting things going. And getting things going is pretty easy on the early morning hours of Monday the 13th. A little bit more difficult in the afternoon for the Eastern time zone. We have a shift after, like, let's say about 6 p.m. in the Eastern time zone, where it gets back in gear, in a sense. So you've got like a large portion of the daytime hours in the East Coast where you're not having an easy path, let's put it that way, and things can be very confusing. And another one of the planetary energies, which is fortunately over by 5:21 a.m. on Tuesday morning, is the Sun in Virgo, opposite Neptune. And so how clear can we be? This is, you know, the last of the Virgo planets moving along that had to deal with Neptune. You might remember the famous Mars opposition to Neptune. I certainly do, because it affected my planets. It was very intense. You know, people missing in action everywhere in my life, you know. So it was tricky. So the Sun is also going opposition Neptune. And so it's probably okay to get some information and stuff, forget the afternoon-ish or, you know, kind of late morning out west. But we will get past that. And then once we get the Capricorn moon come in, 7:34 a.m. Eastern, we have a very good sweep of energy all the way through Wednesday, the 15th at 8:31 a.m. Eastern. So now is the time. Yes, Mars is going to shift. And the fact that Mars does shift during that time frame means that there will be certain ideas and things that will be debated. But it may not be negative. So, you know, start moving, get some movement done on Tuesday. When we look at Wednesday, we also have a Jewish holiday, and this is the serious one, Yom Kippur at sundown. This is the atonement. You know, last time we had the Rosh Hashanah, which was the new year. And now we're doing, like, with the Jewish people, this is where you admit your failings and ask for forgiveness. And so, I mean, you know, the Catholics would do that in confession. And but the Jews would save it up for the year. And once a new year began, they were wiping the slate. They were trying to wipe the slate clean and do better next time. And that's something we can all hope to achieve, I think, and sometimes do it on a daily basis, right? So Wednesday has that energy. It is not an easy time for communications for most of the day, but as we go into the latter part of the day on the West Coast and into the evening on the East Coast, yes, now we have a great energy coming for communications. And we even get that harmony of the lights with Moon in Capricorn, trine Sun in Virgo, until 7 minutes after midnight on Thursday morning. So it's good for relationship harmony. And we get to shift into the Aquarius Moon at 11:23 a.m. on Thursday the 16th, where we have a very short period of time where we have some positive energy, a couple of hours of that, as the moon will be relating to Mars in Libra, because it's low in the sign, but then the moon also in Aquarius, dealing with the planets in the fixed signs, and, you know, one after another. So I would say don't expect to do anything with ease once we get past about 1:30 Eastern time on Thursday the 16th. And that's going to continue all the way until Friday the 17th at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time. So that is also when that Venus square Saturn has come in. And so don't let it get you down, because there's better times a-coming, and they come right away after 1 o'clock. Now you have green lights for the rest of Friday and into the early morning on Saturday, where it sort of ends aspect-wise with a conjunction to Jupiter, and that's 5:14 a.m. in the Eastern time. So Saturday, you have a void of course Aquarius moon, which is fine, except you won't, you know, make too much happen if you're, like, going out and looking for something specific. It's void of course, so you're kind of wasting your time. But you can have fun. have a nice day. It's, you know, Aquarius is always good for getting together with people in some form or other. But now you get 4:22 p.m. on the eastern coast. You get the moon enter Pisces. And now the green lights are really green. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful energy with a trine to Venus and then a sextile to Uranus. So you get this wonderful sweep. Take advantage of it until Sunday at about 6:30 in the afternoon. And then we get all confused again because you know what happens every month. Moon in Pisces must join Neptune. And this is when it begins. So that's the sweep of the week. And next week, it's Monday the 20th, where the full moon arrives. It's a Pisces full moon, so I'll probably do an actual forecast podcast for that. It will come in at 7:55 p.m. Eastern on Monday. And other things are happening. We have the fall equinox when the sun enters Libra the following week, and that is at 3:21 p.m. on Wednesday the 22nd, so we'll be talking about that. And Venus's other issues come in. And of course, as I mentioned, the retrograde of Mercury in Libra. It's a very long Libra time for Mercury. So that'll be the topic. Those will be the main focus of energies. And I wish you all the best with this. And remember, you know, delays are always good for us for some reason that we don't really know. But we look back and we go, oh, yeah, it's a good thing, blah, blah. All right? So when that Venus-Saturn gets there, don't let it knock all your pins down, you know. Just remember, you know, its timing is not always our own. And that I am one that has to learn that probably more than any of my listeners. So anyway, wishing you the best with all of this and getting used to the Mars and Libra energy. And I'll say goodbye for now.